This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
It's a Monday. Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Rain in the forecast today?
I'd say it's pretty much over with. If we were going to get it, it would have already been here by now. So
maybe
the skies will clear off a little bit. We'll see some sunshine this afternoon. Don't put away the raincoat and the umbrella. Just keep them handy. Either by the door or in your car. If you got two, keep one in each. So, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
We need to let you know that there's a big deal that you don't want to miss today. We're doubling your savings at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Two deal favorites return. These are only for a limited time because there's limited quantities. Get this. Trisha's Redbird Cafe in Dayton. That place is awesome.
Uh-huh.
If you've never been there, this is a good one to get. Trisha's Redbird Cafe in Dayton and Big B Coffee in Frankfort. These are two things that we've had on that were very popular, and they are both back right now. So Trisha's Redbird Cafe in Dayton and Big B Coffee in Frankfort. All you have to do is go to WeLoveBigDeals.com, or you can go to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com and click the Big Deals tab. So you can enjoy both of those and get some good food and drinks and everything for a great price.
Mm-hmm.
So, also coming up this Friday, first football game will be right here on the radio.
Yep.
So, it is Central at Frankfort. So, we're looking forward to that. We are going to talk to Sam later in the week, aren't we?
Yeah, I think Friday. That's the plan.
Okay. The plan is to have Sam on to talk about the game Friday and give a little heads up of the season. Inside the Huddle will start on Saturday. Is that correct? Am I thinking right? All right.
Yep.
So we have some fun things coming up. Love football season. I love fall. And I know it's not really fall yet. It's still summer technically. But once football season kind of starts, my brain starts kind of fall is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I don't like what comes after fall.
School's in session. And
yes.
I mean, it's just the natural progression.
Right, right. I think that's what I was getting to as well. All right, we do have a guest in studio this morning. Jessica Heater is here, and Jessica is kind of the festivals queen. She works with multiple festivals, and this time she is here to talk to us about one that's happening this weekend. Are you excited about Rossville Summer's End Festival?
Oh, yeah. Rossville was the very first one I ever did, so it kind of holds a special place in my heart.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to tell you, have you ever noticed during like football season when Frankfort has a home game, if you go to Walmart, you can watch all of the, like, how the stage, or not the stage, the stadium lights up.
Oh.
You, like, all the poles, sure. Like, when they score goals, you can see that, and then you hear people from the Walmart parking lot scream. Because they're cheering on the team. You don't know which one they're cheering for, but they yell.
That's funny. I guess I hadn't noticed that, but I get it. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. So,
yeah,
that's funny. Well,
it's quite a sight to see as you walk outside and everything's like, boom. Mm-hmm. And then you hear everybody in the parking lot.
Well, see, everybody's excited about sports starting this time of the year.
Yeah, it's great. So... For Rossville this weekend, the rides came back. They're here.
Woo-hoo!
They actually started pulling in last week. Yeah.
Wow.
I drove through because obviously we've had a lot of rain. So I've been checking it out to make sure that everything's going to be fine. The park looks pretty good. There's just a couple places where there's water, but nothing that's really major or anything like that. But
we've had rain.
Yeah, no, we haven't had any rain. but I drove through and I went to look to see like where we would set the rides up by the baseball diamonds, and there was already a trailer there. And I can tell you from what it looks like if I tell you Music Express from Indiana Beach.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what it looks like. But it's all packed up on the trailer, but I'm telling you that the cars on this thing look like the Music Express.
Interesting.
Awesome.
So I don't know what they call it. But I'm going to call it the Music Express. So
there you go.
I'm excited to see how big it is once they finally get it set up, because it's a pretty big trailer.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen this one from them.
No, it's been a while since they've had the rides.
Last year was the first year since before COVID for Rossville.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And everybody loved, I forget what it is. I call it the Flying Bullet because it spins in a circle and it has like bullets on each side of it. Everybody loved that one because that was the big thing last year. So I don't know if that one's coming back or not. I would assume that it is, though.
Interesting.
So, who does your rides?
That would be the Carnival Company.
Okay.
They're from Ohio.
Okay.
So most Carnival companies, there are some here in Indiana still, but not as many as I think there used to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think most of them come from Illinois. There's some in Louisiana, but those ones you won't really find up here. That's a long way to travel.
That's a haul.
That is a big haul. Yeah.
Sure.
So,
Well, let's talk about this kickoff for the festival.
For Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Friday night's the beer garden. And then the rides actually, so the festival actually kind of kicks off Thursday night because the rides open Thursday night.
Oh.
Yeah. So they'll open at 5:00. And then on Friday, we have the cakewalk, and I want to say that starts at 6:00. And then the beer garden opens, and the music opens right after that's over. And the carnival's going to run from 5:00 to, my best guess is probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. If there's a bunch of people, I don't think they'll shut down.
Sure.
So, I mean, everybody come on out and ride them, because all the kids love the rides. Excuse me. Then there's, you know, obviously there's garage sales all weekend long. Those kind of start off on Thursday too.
Oh, the garage sales kick off on Thursday. I love that.
I think so.
I think so. There's at least some people are set up for Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah. And in August when we do the townwide garage sales, like I don't have anything. I don't know who it is that takes care of that, because it isn't me. There's a couple gals that get together and they make a map and do all this stuff. When they do that, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so I think it's just a Rossville thing to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday garage sales. Mm-hmm. So I've seen some open on Sunday. Not very many, but some of them on Sunday.
Trying to get rid of that last little bit of
stuff
that they need to get rid of.
Yeah, that is true. There's all kinds of food this year. I want to say Lovers will be there. Obviously, the Lions Club will be there because you can't have a festival without Lions Club ice cream.
Right.
Beer Concessions is back. They're probably one of the favorites. They make the best lemon shake-ups.
Mm.
Like, the best. And everybody raves about Brittany's Elephant Ears. They absolutely love Brittany's Elephant Ears. And they're pretty good. I mean, I've had them, and I love them. I just don't get to eat I just try not to eat a whole lot during the festival because it's hot.
Sure,
you know? Oh geez, there's a bunch. The Living Stones back out with their tent. And
Looked at the forecast? It's not supposed to be as hot this year. You could have a
I know, it's only supposed to be like 78.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been excited about
that. The weather's
not
looking bad.
Mm-mm. No, and I'm going to have a fight with Mother Nature if she doesn't listen.
Yeah.
If she decides to rain on my parade, I'm going to be a little mad.
Quite literally, right?
Literally.
Okay, so Friday, cakewalk and beer garden.
And music. And then, did you guys know the Hustle came back?
No.
Yeah, the Hornet Hustle came back. It's going to run Saturday morning.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, I don't know why I didn't remember that earlier. They did. They came and I think they're starting at the Presbyterian is the last I heard. I haven't seen the final like map run through, but yeah, they brought it back.
Can people just register that morning?
Now that I don't know. I know that there is, on Facebook, I know that if you search the Hornet Hustle, because they've been posting it everywhere that they can throughout Roscoe, okay. And there is a link for you to go to the website.
Okay.
Because they did open that up. But I know the gentleman's name that is kind of in charge of it. His first name is Noah, but I don't know his last name. I just know that he's given us some of the details. So we're supposed to meet with him tomorrow and get like the final setup stuff so that we can make sure everybody's, you know, marked out and safe and we've got all the I's and T's dotted and crossed and everything. But yeah, that's supposed to be Saturday morning. So it'll be great.
It will be great.
And I think it's done. I want to say they're going to be done right before the parade starts.
Parade starts at?
10.
Okay.
It's going to start at the school. It's going to go down. It's going to go up 39. And then right there across the road from the Bible Fellowship Church, I think is what it's called. They'll turn and head west, go block, and then they head back. So they come back on, I forget the name of that street. I call it School Street because it leads right into the school's parking lot.
Right. The school, yeah.
Yeah.
Do people have to register for that in advance?
You can. If you register in advance for the parade, it is $5. If you register the morning of, it is $10. And I happen to know that the Wienermobile is going to be on the parade this year.
He's coming back to town?
Yeah, he is. Do you know how many people didn't know he was here for the hot dog festival?
I don't know how they missed it.
I don't know either because he was just right there in the middle of it. I came back and we had a meeting and I told him, I was like, hey, do you guys know that they were down at Frankfurt? And they had no idea. I was like, you guys are crazy. Maybe I'm the only one that went to the festival. I don't know.
No, there were a lot of people at the festival.
There were a lot of people.
We had good weather for that actually as well. So
it was so beautiful.
It was awesome. Yeah.
It was.
We are hoping that you have the same weather this weekend.
Yeah,
I know. That'd be great if I could wear a sweatshirt all day.
Jessica here with the Rossville Summer Zen Festival as our guest on Party Line this morning. And so we've got the parade, which starts at the school, $5 if you register in advance, 10 day of. What else we have going on Saturday?
The carnival will open, I believe, at 10 a.m. And then it's going to run until fireworks start about 9:30, 10 o'clock. So they'll definitely go until then because that's just the end of the festival. And I think other than the vendors and the shopping, that's really kind of the main things. There will be the monster truck. He'll get there at 5.
Oh.
And he'll run until he can't see to drive. That's always a big hit. If you guys haven't heard of him, it's called the Knights of Destruction. And he sits in the very middle. And there is a seat on each side of him. And you can see like down into the like where the tire is in the front. So you can see all of where he's driving.
Yeah.
And then there's, I want to say, 8 seats on either side of him in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And so you just get up there and you watch it. And it's so neat to watch him drive. And I've watched him do it. And I just think it's the coolest thing. He'll flip a switch and then his truck will crab walk.
Wow.
To make, like, the corners. And it is just so neat. And he has so much fun. And his kids, I'm telling you, he's got some crazy wild kids, but they are great.
Is there music Saturday night as well?
There is music Saturday night, yeah. And the beer garden's open Saturday night, too.
Oh, both nights. Okay,
both
good.
Both nights, yeah.
Okay. Beer garden and music.
Yeah.
Can't everybody go wrong with that, right?
No, everybody loves it.
Is the Antique Tractor Club going to set up again?
I don't know that the Antique I haven't seen the Antique Tractor Club there for a while.
I was gonna say, they used to set up there in the one lot.
They used to, yeah. And we've actually talked about bringing that back. But we haven't. It didn't happen for this year. We had a couple new pieces of equipment come in. And so the area that I had to set some stuff in kind of shrunk just a little bit. So we're still trying to work that out. And I've heard that there are some different changes coming to the park. But I don't know how true or untrue or like how, if ands or buts, it's going to happen.
Right.
So it's very possible that, you know, we shrink our area just a little bit. But I don't think that'll really... I don't think it'll affect too much, but we'll have to like reconfigure where we're going to put some stuff. So, but we definitely have been talking about bringing those back because everybody did like it.
Yeah.
If the car show keeps growing, I don't know that we're going to have room for
car
anything
show,
else.
Car show car is Saturday. Huge.
Yeah. It's a Saturday. I want to say it starts at, I think registration opens at 8 or 8:30. And a lot of them will go down to the parade and then they'll come back. And I think the show,
I love that.
I know, it's so neat to see them. The show officially comes to start at 10, and I think it, I want to say it's over by like 2 or 3. But last year, there were 230.
I like seeing them out on a field, but I really like to see them on the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so to when they're in the parade, I like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I want to say last year, there was like 230 cars.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. It's huge.
There was Bob's Bumpy Barrels was weaving between the cars. It was so funny. I was like, he's going to be so mad. And he's like, no, it was great.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to believe that. I mean, the park is big. It's a big park, but it's hard to believe that there's that much room by the time you fit everything in.
Mm-hmm.
But the car show is huge. That thing goes on for miles. You know, it looks like it runs for miles.
You should see it from the air.
Ooh.
It is ridiculous when you see it from the air.
You have a drone?
No, in the helicopter.
Oh, is there a helicopter coming?
Yeah. Sorry.
The more she talks, the more we find out that there's stuff coming that she's not telling
there us. There is. There's just all kinds of things. I'm sorry. I'm full of surprises.
Helicopter on Saturday?
Yeah. Gary's going to come back down on Saturday. And I want to say he'll probably start 9:30. It really depends upon the weather in the morning. The one year he was supposed to be there at 9, but it was so foggy. He flew in the fog, but he was maybe only like 200 feet or, you know. Yeah, 200 feet in the air. Like he was watching towers and weaving between because he couldn't see. You couldn't see. So, but he'll come down and he'll stay till probably 5 or 5:30, and then he'll head back up because he's from Plymouth. So it's about an hour long flight for him both ways. So, he'll come down. Last year, it was $55 cash, $60 card per rider, and this year I know that it is the He's bringing the Enstrom down, so it's a three-seater, so he can take two people at a time. So it's a little helicopter, but it's pretty. It is a pretty helicopter. If he brings down the one that he brought before, it's red. So it's really neat.
What kind of vendors can we look forward to this year?
All kinds. Like, there are so many. There are a lot of clothing ones, like boutiques. There's a lot of those. I've got more... like on-demand t-shirts. There are a couple of them that are coming in. I just got contacted this morning about somebody who wants to bring in gourmet dog treats. And I have one lady who has always come before, but I had another one. And so I don't know. I got to look and see if I have room because with the rain, I want to make sure that they're not in mud.
Right, not in a puddle.
Yeah, or swimming, you know. But the Presbyterian Church is coming back with their pies.
Ooh.
And they're right next to the Lions Club. So, you know, pie and ice cream, you can't ask for a better combination.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to do that. And then there's a couple sourdough bakers. There's some other goodies. Oh, my gosh. There's so many things. There's some crochet. There's some 3D print. There's
this 3D printing has taken off.
It really has.
I've been hearing a lot about that.
It has. Kyle, he's coming down. He has come for several years, and he has like the tiniest little 3D guys. And I mean, they're so tiny that when he came to fair, they were in his car, and just the traveling from them being in the sun, they melted. And I was like,
really?
They were so tiny, and he was a little upset, but. I understand. I mean, you're going to have that kind of happen once in a while. But they were just so little. I was impressed that you could print something like that, because I don't have the patience for
that. I've been hearing a lot about those.
Yeah. They're fun to play with, I can tell you that. Just play with them all day long. But so he's got that. He also has dice, which I don't know if you guys heard, like, Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So all the dice that you can use for those kinds of games. He has a bunch of those. That's a real popular thing with my kids.
Yes.
Or all the dice.
Mm-hmm.
They just like how cool they look. But I think that's probably the best overall gist I can give you of everybody that's coming. There's a couple that are probably going to be your, you know, few and far between. I want to say there's obviously the home vendors that come in that, you know, Renewal by Anderson and those kinds of things. There's a couple of those. I do try to keep that to a minimum, though, because I've had way too many of them one year. And there was, I just thought it kind of brought down the loving of the festival. That kind of makes it what it is. So I try to keep those to a minimum. But
again, great time to start your Christmas shopping if you haven't already.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we're less than 6 months away.
Everybody needs to stop by Wit Tees and Tumblers.
Wit Tees?
And yes, that's okay. Mary Anderson. She makes the best signs and t-shirts, and they are the snarkiest of snarky. My favorite she has is an arrow, and it says on there, "Like a good neighbor, stay over there." she's probably one of my favorites.
Jessica Heater with the Rossville Summer's End Festival is our guest on Party Line. However, we do want to break it up a little bit today. We have a couple of other things that we need to talk about. One of them is Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
So tell us what we need to know about Cub Scouts.
So Cub Scouts, obviously, is your kids, your kindergarten through fifth grade. And we go out and we kind of, you know, do the ropes and the rules of, you know, camping. We teach them about the essentials for when you're going camping, you know, your first aid kit, your sunscreen. You always make sure you have a water bottle with you. It's always good to carry some kind of little snack like nuts or trail mix or something like that, just in case something were to happen. Always bring extra shoes and extra socks, because always somebody ends up in the water in the first 10 minutes of any hike. Every time.
Never fails.
It's usually my kid.
So that's the voice of experience, you're saying.
Oh, yes. Yes. Normally, I'm in the campsite, and I'm helping, you know, like, get dinner ready, because they'll take the kids on a hike as we're trying to get everything done for a camp out. And they always come back, and I'm like, well, the extra shoes are in the car. Here you go. I guess take the dirty shoes down to the water and rinse them off as best you can, because they're covered in mud.
Sure.
So, but we do that. We go out camping twice a year. We do.
And is now when kids can join Cub Scouts?
Yes. Actually, you can join any time during the year. You can join any day.
Okay.
And it used to be that you would go, it would be a calendar year, so you would go August to August, and then you would renew then. But they've changed it, so now it's by calendar year, so it's January to December. And I don't have all the numbers, because it is a brand new thing that they have just started again, because they did it before and now they've come back. I want to say it's like 24 for one, but there's two different prices. You have national and you have council. And then so you get into those because you have fees for both of those, and then you just, it kind of rolls in. So popcorn has already started kicking off.
Okay.
So I don't know about the Frankfurt troop, because there's a troop down here and there is a Cub Scout pack down here. I'm not sure when they start their selling, but we just picked our stuff up. And I think this was opening weekend for us too. But with the festival, they're all in the parade. They're going to go right on the float and they're going to throw suckers at everybody and they're going to have a good time doing that. So we won't sell popcorn this weekend, but popcorn's kicking off. And then next Tuesday on the 25th at 6:30 out at the Rossville Park, in the middle of the park where all of the picnic tables are, we're going to have joint night, which we'll have some special guests. There might be ice cream for all the children. And then we'll do a craft that we have planned for everybody.
Okay, so where is that?
That's out at the Rossville Park.
Okay. And
right in the middle.
Okay.
So the loop.
We want people to come.
We do. So the loop in the park is actually called Kessler Drive.
Okay.
And the picnic tables are right in the middle of that. So, like, you can call it the loop, you can call it the horseshoe. it's just a wide path that goes around there. It's so that everybody that needs to get to the where the water tower used to be, because the pump station's right there, so they can drive their vehicles up there and get into it instead of driving through all the grass. So we usually get, you know, go there. I want to say, I know that the ambulance is coming, and I know that the sheriff's office is coming. And I think if they can find a canine, they're bringing a canine.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I asked him this year. I was like, hey, if you think you could find a canine to come this year, would you guys bring them? They're like, maybe. So we'll see. It's always a surprise. But they usually come out, and we have a good time. And we just hang out for a couple hours in the park.
Okay. And who do they need to contact if they have questions? You?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, yes, I'm a big part of that, too.
All right. We have Jess's information here. So after the show, if you have questions about that, you can give us a call here at the station, and we'll hook you up. And
oh, yeah. You know what I forgot to tell you guys?
What's that?
I have pre-sale tickets.
For?
The carnival.
You do?
I do. I'm sorry. I just remembered. They're $25.
Okay.
And I have them in my possession. I have them until noon on Thursday.
Okay.
So your discount is $10, because if you get them at the gate, they're $35.
Okay. That's a good deal. $25, huh?
Mm-hmm. $25, okay. All you can ride for one day. Or one night, I guess. Right, so right, Thursday, right. Thursdays and Friday are the evenings.
So for all the grandmas and grandpas and mom and dad listening out there,
mm-hmm.
they need to get with you to get their pre-sale ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot cheaper.
It is a lot cheaper.
Okay. And you have to do that by Thursday.
Thursday at noon.
Before Thursday noon. Okay. One more thing we need to talk about, because we've just got a few minutes left, and I'm going to let Mel handle this one because she's the queen of this one.
I just want to know when you're going to send stuff out, what the dates are, all that good stuff. We know that whether we like it or not, Cindy's already made that reference to Christmas and shopping early and everything else. Well, Flora has a huge Christmas market that pretty much overtakes the fairgrounds over there. So when's that going to be?
That is actually November 21st this year. We'll have set up on the 20th. The 21st will open from 9 to 2. And I'm telling you, if I could get any more buildings at that park, then I would, but I can't. They're full of boats and campers because they're used for storage. But a girl can dream, and we're going to have just as nice of animal barns as the Tippecanoe County Fairgrounds one day. And then I can have it all in there. We'll have the hog barns and the cattle barn, everything. Everything will be full.
At least they're covered. I mean,
yeah. There's no outdoor wall, though.
I'm just saying.
I know. If it was night, like last year was so nice.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It would have been fine to have it out there.
And yeah. I just read coming in or before I got in this morning that this El Nino is supposed to be the biggest one since like the 1700s or something. So
really?
That's what I just heard.
Well,
you know how that goes.
I know. It's Indiana. Mm-hmm. We could have snow. In July.
Right. Please don't say that, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Truthfully, the weirdest thing I've ever seen, I was on my way home from the bus in school, and we were on a corner, and it was a snowstorm on the corner. We came into the corner, snowed like crazy, came out of the corner, absolutely fine. It was the weirdest little squall I had ever seen, but everybody on the bus thought it was like the most amazing thing, and I was like, this is odd.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, again.
Oh, you said snow in July. Yeah, driving down 65 heading to Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it can happen.
In July. Yeah.
You know what I got? La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear snow. So, don't want to hear that word.
All four seasons, one day, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's Indiana, for sure.
Some people joke about that in a week, and here in Indiana, we can do it in a day.
Yeah, we're like, give us a couple hours. Yeah, we got you beat.
I'll be honest. There's times when I wonder if we're not partially Canadian, because somewhere you get all that kind of weather up in Canada too. So.
Right. Which, did you guys see that they've like recorded 87 or more tornadoes that just happened this last week?
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
It is nuts.
Illinois still got us beat, though. I mean. Yeah.
I think the Lord's trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, behave.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening.
I know we hate all this rain, and I hate it for especially the people on the east side of the state that are underwater, and you know, I really hate for all the flood victims, but this is not normal for August. Mm-hmm. Normally August we're dry.
Oh, yeah. But we are just trying to cut the buckhorns out of the yard, and here we are now.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I know people who live out west who are combining their corn right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is so dry out there.
Well, we've had a hurricane near Hawaii, which is very unusual. We've got wildfires everywhere. We've got flooding. We've got tornadoes. We've got, I mean, she's trying to tell us something.
I'm like convinced that like Mother Nature's like, oh, you complained the last 2 years because you were in a drought. Here you go. Flood you out. Okay.
Thank you very much. Well, Jessica, we appreciate you. Maybe not some of the things Mother Nature's throwing at us here recently, but we appreciate you. We appreciate all you're doing, and we like to call you the Festival Queen. I need to get you a sash that just says Festival Queen.
I need a shirt that has a dumpster fire on it. Somebody made me a pop can topper that was that.
That's pretty funny. Good. That's very good. All right. This weekend, Rossville Summer Zen Festival kind of starts Thursday. There will be some garage sales, but the rides open at 5 on Thursday. The rest of the festival is Friday and Saturday. So they have tons of things happening. Music, get your pre-sale tickets for the rides. You can get those from Jess for $25. They'll be $35 there at the carnival. But rides coming in and all kinds of things. Car show, helicopter rides, monster truck rides, beer garden, music, Hustle, all kinds of things happening this weekend in Rossville.
Big. It's going to be huge.
For such a small, again.
It is.
For our small towns. You guys do a great job.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, we appreciate you
loving it. I don't
know
what I'm going to do. There's going to be a day where I won't be able to walk through the park anymore. I'll be like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll just get my gator out.
There you go.
I'll do it from the gator.
All right, Jess, thank you so much. We'll be back. You're listening to Party Line, and we'll be back with Sean Reeves, Boone County Chamber of Commerce Director on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.